Welcome to this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network. I'm your host, Bob Ross, and today I am pleased to introduce two members of the Island Cooperative Preschool Organization, Ellen Carlson and Sunny Stanley, who are here to tell us about the preschool and about a very important upcoming event. Ellen, start us off. Tell us about this preschool.
Well, it's lots of fun. Island Co-op has been around since 1971. It's been running continuously on the island, serving Bainbridge families and North Kitsap families mostly, although we have some strays from further afar. It's a nonprofit preschool owned and run by the parents.
Oh, cool.
And yep. And so parents are very involved in the program. They have a lot of say in what happens. It's creative. It's nature-based. We practice emergent curriculum. So we get to follow the lead of what the children are interested in. And we serve families with children ages 1 through 5.
Okay. That was going to be one of my first questions in my mind. What is that age group of... That means or encompasses the idea of preschool. I've been away from preschool for a long time with my own kids and even with my grandchildren. So it's important to get that little piece of information. One thing you said about emerging, what does that mean?
Well, it means that instead of having a curriculum that's all planned out in advance, we tend to... explore the ideas, the questions, the wonderings, the experiences of the children as the basis of our curriculum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's really fun. Yeah. So right now we're doing the 2-year-old class is learning about transportation, and the 3-year-old class are really interested in dogs. And so we're doing a dog project.
Cool.
And the oldest class, the 4- and 5-year-olds, are doing wild animals that live around us. So it's interesting. What really sets us apart and is important is that the parents are learning at the same time.
Yeah.
So the parents are involved. They're in the classroom. They attend parent ed. It's all a part of the program. So it's sort of like a holistic approach to preschool.
Well, that sounds really interesting. I imagine it's very, very active. Give me an idea of what a preschool day is like. I mean, what is that possible?
Sure. Well, so classes are half days, and I just came from the afternoon class. That's the 4- or 5-year-old class. They're preparing to go off to kindergarten, we're writing a nonfiction story about our animals. So today we worked on those books a little bit. Fridays are cooking day. So then we cooked together and we set the table and we had snack together. And then we went outside and played a variety of games, and we ended up playing family, where I was the baby, and there were a lot of dogs. And so that's the kind of what a day feels like.
The whole dog thing really perks my interest, because we have decided we're going to get a puppy. And so you know, we're going through all this stuff, really, really checking that out. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to dwell on that. Ellen, tell us about an upcoming event that's pretty important. Oh, excuse me, Sunny. I just looked at Sunny and called her Ellen.
That's all right.
My apologies.
No problem. Now, I am a co-op parent. So all of this emergent learning, I'm a part of it. And so as one of my duties is being part of this family parent-run school is being the marketing lead. And so I'm here to talk about our annual spring concert, which is very exciting. We are featuring a local professional and dad, Johnny Brager. He plays fun, unique, interesting music that's age appropriate for our classes 1 through 5, but also age appropriate for everybody.
Sure.
And he has been showcased on NPR's All Things Considered because he has a twist of turning lovable, you know, well-known kid songs into kind of punk rock renditions. And so we think he's going to bring in great energy and great fun at our annual concert, which also doubles as our fundraiser. And so the proceeds to this concert fundraiser will go to helping with the school operate, but also to our scholarship, which we are very proud of because we are an all-inclusive school and we want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to come to our school.
Sure. When is the concert?
The concert is on Sunday, March 19th. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 12 noon and the concert starts at 12:30.
Oh, okay. Now, I actually did a little research on Johnny and he's a pretty amazing guy.
Oh, yes.
I listened to some of his music. It's very cool.
Very catchy.
Yeah. And he's actually a parent?
He is a parent, not in our school, but he's a known parent around the island.
Ah, okay. And so that's Sunday, March 19th at Islandwood.
Yes, yeah. At Islandwood.
Yeah.
So that's another exciting piece of this event.
Absolutely, because what a great place to have a fundraiser and do things like this.
Yes. And so people can pre-purchase tickets online. Okay. And if you pre-purchase tickets online, it's $15 per person. At the door, it's $18. And babies in arms are free.
Oh, good.
You can purchase our tickets on our website, which is islandcoop.org/concert-2023.
Okay. If somebody didn't quite get all that, if they just did a little Google search on Islandwood Cooperative, they'd probably find it.
They would want to Google Island Cooperative School.
Oh, okay.
And No problem. And then just our landing page, islandcoop.org. There will be a link to the concert and then a link to the advanced ticket purchase.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Ellen, and I have your name right this time.
Yep.
As I look at you, I apologize again to you, Sunny.
No problem.
Tell me a little bit more about the school and the idea of a cooperative preschool organization. Because I'm thinking, as I think about this, you've got this young group of children coming through, and they're moving through this, like starting at one, leaving at 4 or 5. Is that it, basically? Mm-hmm. So you got a very short period of time, mm-hmm. relatively speaking. And so, how many students do you have at a time in the whole school?
Well, we can have 14 students per class.
Oh,
so
okay.
14 1-year-olds meet one day a week, and the 14 2-year-olds meet twice a week, and the 3-year-olds meet 3 days, and the 4 and 5-year-olds meet 4 days. And so it's morning and afternoon classes 5 days a week.
Oh, okay.
And and what this important time frame, this for in children's development, it's a critical time in brain development. Anything we can do to strengthen the family, to help the parents understand how they can be more present, provide the opportunities for their children to develop in all ways. That's what our focus is. So it's that whole school thing.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. And it's so much fun to have the parents in the classroom with the children enjoying the magic of the day.
Do you ever have alumni days where graduates come and, you know, from the program?
Sometimes. It was sad that our 50th anniversary fell during COVID. So we didn't get to have a big celebration. So we'll do it again, I'm sure.
Yeah. I bet there's a lot of memories on this island of the school.
There are definitely a lot of memories. And this year is the first year I've had children that graduated out that are bringing their children back. So that's pretty fun.
That's really great. Sunny, give us again the particulars of the upcoming fundraiser.
Oh, yes. Our concert is on Sunday, March 19th. Doors open at noon, and the concert starts at 12:30. Tickets are $15 advance online and $18 at the door. You can get tickets at islandcoop.org. That's ISLANDCOOP.org /concert-2023. And it features Johnny Brager, who plays wonderful family-friendly music. So everybody's welcome. Babies in arms are free.
Okay, very cool. And Ellen, to just wrap up a couple of more questions real quick, we have about a minute left here. Where is the actual school on the island?
We are in a little modular building that's located up at Seabold Methodist Church on the north end of the island.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And if people are interested who may be listening to look into the school as a place that they might be wanting to consider for their young one,
sure.
How do they do that?
Well, registration is currently open for next year. Okay. And when they go to our webpage at islandcoop.org, they will, there's all the links there and all the information to learn a lot more about the school, and they can link into the registration page and to the concert.
Okay, very good. So the concert's coming up March 19th. That's not too far away. And so people need to get rolling, get it on their calendars, get their tickets purchased, or they can purchase it at the door if they want to, right?
That's correct, if there is space. Yeah. And we will make sure to update our website if we've sold out.
Okay, very good. Well, Sunny Stanley, thank you.
Thank you.
Alan Carlson, thank you.
My pleasure, thank you.
Telling us about the school and the upcoming conference. We really appreciate having you here. And thank you for joining us on this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.